The Treasure of the Giant Tree Octopus by Robbie.
Fire the cannons! Cried the pirate captain Bob.
The ship had been fired upon by an old enemy who called himself Pirate Tanner. Both ships were heading to the giant octopus's forest to find treasure. Pirate Captain Bob gave specific orders. He shouted out to his crew, "Wait to fire till you can see their scum Captain Tanner's wooden peg leg." But with thick cannons, the Connor was a formidable ship to go against. Luckily for Captain Bob, his ship, the McCheese, was equipped with even thicker cannons. Bob's crew had all learned their places on his ship, as had Tanner's crew. Sadly for Tanner, though, Bob's crew had deadly aim, and instead of breaking the enemy's ship, they took out their cannons, rendering them unable to fight back. Tanner tried moving in closer to use guns and to board the McCheese, but as soon as the Connor started in their direction, Captain Bob gave firing orders. "Send one into the draft, and three to the stern so they can't bail the water." And it was because of these tactics that Captain Bob and his crew had never lost a battle at sea. With a gaping hole in the draft, bringing in water, and a torn-up underbelly, the Connor's crew was unable to operate fast enough to chase after the McCheese. With this advantage, Captain Bob told his men to continue on their original course. The McCheese was one of the toughest ships to ever sail the seven seas. With this in mind, Captain Bob and his crew sailed fearlessly through the monstrous storm that surrounded the mysterious isle. Even with 2 hours of rain, thunder, lightning, and crashing waves rocking the ship before they could reach the beach, the McCheese held strong through it all. Once they stepped onto the sandy beach and took in their surroundings, they saw all the destruction of other pirate ships long past, and skeletons of pirates that had not made it back to their ships, but none of this deterred the crew of the McCheese. The pirate crew set out to find hints, clues leading them to either one of the treasures, because they knew even if they could only bring back one, they would be rich. They brought with them many guns, much ammo, and a small cannon. They came very prepared because they did not know who or what they might have to face. They were not going to be caught off guard after getting this far. While the pirates were walking through the forest, they sent out a scout to make sure that they wouldn't get caught in a trap. The scout came back saying the only traps there were already set off, but they should tread carefully from here on out. While they were walking, they saw human skeletons crushed and broken, but then saw dozens of pirate crew's dead skeletal remains in the middle of a clearing. They moved on, thinking that it had just been a violent battle, something very common when these kinds of riches were involved. They immediately realized they were wrong when they saw trees getting crushed and saw treetops sway. The pirates all prepared for a deadly battle when they saw the first tentacle. They immediately fired upon it and blew that first tentacle off. The octopus gave out a horrible shrieking sound and leapt out from the trees. They fired right at its head, but the cannonball just bounced off. After discovering they would only be able to defeat this creature by shooting off its limbs, they fired on one of its eyes to distract it and hinder its eyesight so that they could fire at it without being seen. The pirates moved around frantically, trying to avoid being crushed by the giant tentacles. Because of their quick movements, none were killed. The cannon made quick work of the octopus. After an exhausting battle, they'd finally killed the octopus and brought its carcass back to the ship to be sold later. They headed back to the battleground to try to find the treasure. They followed the trail of bones and items left behind by long-dead pirates, but the easiest thing to follow was the trail of broken and crushed skeletons. They knew that they would be able to make it to the farthest of all others who had come here, and they would live to tell the tale. After hours of trudging through the forest and dodging traps, they found the cave that had treasures inside. They knew that this was the way because pirates with the same emblem on their tunics had pierced each other with their swords. They barely walked for a minute before they found a trap. They were well-trained men who could disable many traps similar to this one. They continued through many traps, with some men risking their lives voluntarily for the rest of the crew. They finally found their way to the treasure room. The treasure was so vast that they headed back to their ship to get wheelbarrows, boxes, and bags to bring the treasure back in. After about an hour of hauling the treasure to the ship, they finally set sail as the richest pirates to ever sail the seven seas.